And now, the Goldbergs. According to Jake's rather crude wit, Molly has a new star boarder. What Jake means is that Mr. Way is Molly's star source of trouble. For Mr. Way owns the Goldberg house, and they have to get out this week. Mr. Way intends moving in himself. It was Molly who let Way move in beforehand because no one in the village wanted this ex-convict, ex-swindler, and ex-rich man. This heavyset, rather cold-looking man seems to have no desire to know anyone or see anyone or make up for his past. But today, Molly gets a little surprised.
Come out, Sporty. Come outdoors. Come outdoors on such a beautiful afternoon. But you have to be in the house.
Look.
We walked the other way.
You did?
Uh-huh. Hang yourself up, darling. Don't throw your coat on the chair.
I'm hanging it up now. Where's everybody?
Papa's at the mill yet, it's early. And David and Mrs. Leland went to Dr. Cater's house. They're going to stay there for supper. What are you looking for, dear?
The ink.
For what?
I'm going to do my homework now, Mom.
Now? Not after supper, why not?
Well, all the girls are going to the movies and...
You want to go?
All right.
All right. All the girls are going.
Well,
only girls are going.
Some of the boys are going.
Oh, boys, too? Huh? Mm-hmm. Kenneth is going.
Yeah.
Oh, only one now. Susie and Shannon, though. Only, will you go for the mail?
It's not in yet, Ma.
I mean, when it is, I mean.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. Turn over the tablecloth, dear, so you shouldn't wrinkle.
I will, Ma.
So that's for your glass of milk?
No, nothing. Everybody is so nice to me, Ma.
Yeah? Why not?
I think everybody is sorry for us because we're being dispossessed.
Dispossessed? Dispossessed? They're dispossessed and dispossessed? It's not dispossessed. We're moving out of the house because the owner, Mr. Ray, wants to move in.
Let's try and get a house in Lastonbury, Ma. I wouldn't want to move away. Please.
We can, we will. If we had time, Papa said we would build a H.A. house.
I don't like new houses.
Every old house was new one.
I know, but I love this house.
Me too. Who's coming? That's for the barking.
Huh? I can't see, Ma.
Put away the curtain so you'll see.
Oh.
Well?
It's Mr. Way.
Mr. Way?
He frightens me, Ma.
Please, Rosalie, I don't like that conversation. Put away your books and go for the mail, then.
Someday Papa's going to tell him something.
Go for the mail.
You'd think, Ma, that a man who had time to do a little thinking in jail would be a little kind and thoughtful.
For the mail, I said. No? Oh, how do you do, Ray? My bed is just going to the post office for the mail. Perhaps you'd want her to inquire whether there was any mail for you in the general delivery or whatsoever.
I'm not expecting any mail, thank you.
Oh. So go, Rosalie.
Shall I tell David and his mother that he'll call for them tonight after supper?
Yes. On the telephone.
I'll take it, Ma. I think it's for me.
Won't you sit down, Mr. Ray, please?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, Rosalie. Put Mama on.
Oh, it's for you, Ma.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 1 minute, Pa. Ray.
I'll take it. Here.
Go, Rosalie, please. All right, Ma.
Hello? Hello?
Just a minute, Ray, please.
Hello?
Just a minute, Jake, please.
Why must I wait?
Is there anything you want from the village, Ma?
No, go, Rosalie, dear.
Oh, all right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, dear.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, yes, dear?
I won't be home for supper. Don't prepare for me.
Why, dear?
What do you mean, why? We have to have a roof over our heads, don't we?
Yes.
Why are you so sparing with your words, why?
Yes.
Who is sitting there?
Yes, Dave.
Your star boarder?
So you wouldn't be home for supper?
Don't think it's so easy to find something, Molly. There isn't one house to be had. All the defense workers have gobbled up every available house.
Then we'll see.
What we'll see?
You said H.A.
What am I, Aladdin with his magic lamp? A house takes time to build. Where will it be in the meantime?
All right, dear. Goodbye.
Why?
I'll see you when you come back.
that Mr. Way is not finished with me yet.
Goodbye.
I am good until I get back.
Goodbye.
He'll know he met Jacob Goldberg.
Goodbye, dear.
He'll get out of that house before I will. Remember my words.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goldberg won't be home for supper, Chet. Looking around for a place for us. I know you're anxious to be here exclusively, I know. A match, Mr. Ware?
Thank you.
Not at all. Of course, when you live in a house as long as we lived in this house, you get attached to it like a person. You got a light?
Thank you.
You get attached to, let's say you get attached to your town, to your neighbors. I guess you know what it means, Mr. Excuse me, please, my fault. Hello? Yes, Martha. No, not yet. Well, Mr. Goldberg is looking. Oh, well, thank you, Martha. Thank you very much. Thank you. That was my friend Martha Wilberforce from across the road. We don't find anything. She wants us to take her ring on the east of the house. She's very nice. Very nice. Ashtray? Oh, excuse me. There's the ashtray, Mr. Ray. Telephone, old telephone. Hello? Oh, yes, Mike. Yes. Well, not yet. Well, Mr. Goldberg is looking. Huh? Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you very much. My hardest appreciation. Thank you. Well, we'll see, Mike. We'll see. Bye. That was Mike Matruchak, my farmer neighbor. He has room for us if we don't find something. Very good friend. More than money in the bank, I say, our friend. Friends in need, indeed. And mine. Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Maryfoot. No, not yet.
Excuse me.
No, not yet, Mary. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will indeed. Indeed. Thank you. Bye.
Stay until you have another house, but no longer.
Well, the voice of Mr. Way seems to hang on to the room after the door closes behind him. But Molly doesn't look surprised. She smiles out of the wisdom of her long life and starts to hum. But meanwhile, Jake has taken a rash step to get back at Way.